Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A familiar face is now going to be in charge of Columbus County Emergency Management. Kay Stevens has been returned to that position. She's been serving as Human Resources Director for the past couple of years. Now, Stevens will also be joined by Brandy Nance, who will be the Deputy Director for Emergency Management. Nance, of course, was the first female fire chief in Columbus County when she moved into that position at Lake Waccamaw. County commissioners on Monday approved the new fiscal budget with some additional job reductions, but they also saved the county's QRV paramedic program for at least 6 months. The final budget of $105 million does not include a tax increase. County water customers are being asked to pay their bills in person at the utilities office while new software goes online. The county recently upgraded its computer system for utility connections, and the online payment system and draft payments are currently not functioning. The system is expected to be fully operational in mid-June. A Williamson Road man was taken to the hospital after he was beaten, stomped, and dragged into the woods. Arnold Nance, age 70, told deputies he was assaulted in his home Friday evening. The assailant took cash from the victim's wallet. He was transported to Columbus Regional on Tuesday. Right here at the start of hurricane season, a flood gauge that was used by the State Emergency Management Office was reported stolen in Delco. Now, the flood gauge was on NC 87. It measured flooding on Livingston Creek. The Flood Information Management Network, or FIMAN, gauge was posted on Livingston Creek at NC 87. It was found to be missing on Monday. The sheriff's office is investigating the case. Someone broke into a home on Country Lane Friday. They allowed the family cat to escape, left a shirt, but didn't take anything. Sheriff's office reported that the residents of the home found the lights were on after the door had been pried open. The drawers were also left open, but no property was missing. A shirt was found discarded in the residence. Someone had also driven through a nearby cornfield, causing around $500 in damage. Two major road projects are affecting Columbus County motorists over the next month. The Department of Transportation is closing 905 at the Brunswick County line for most of June while a pipe is replaced. Traffic will be detoured to 904 Ramsey 4 Road in Big Cypress. Also, milling and repaving has started on U.S. 74 in Robeson County. That's going to stretch from the Columbus County line to Maxton. Wimple Police are asking residents to complete a survey. It talks about the department, their concerns, and the community in general. The survey is available on the city website, and we have a link in this story online as well. The survey will be open until August 2nd. You can call 910-642-5111 for more information. Fairbluff is adding a livestock swap to their monthly First Saturday Market. This Saturday, vendors will have eggs, chickens, goats, cows, ducks, and more up for grabs. The market runs from 7 to 11 a.m. on Riverside Drive in downtown Fairbluff. For more information, call 910-833-4772. Graduation for Columbus County Schools is this week. West Columbus will honor the class of 2025 on Friday at 6 p.m. South Columbus will hand out diplomas Saturday at 10. East Columbus seniors will walk on Saturday at 3. For those unable to attend their seniors' graduation ceremonies, you can watch the live stream on the Columbus County Schools Facebook page. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.